Okay, so after reading this article, it made me see physics in a different way. It made me see it more clearly. It seems like that this article tries to tell us to break down different walls in our heads to understand physics in a more general way. This article doesn't really go over any general physics problems. It kind of just states the basics and says that physics is the fundamental science and that all the other sciences basically stem off of physics. This article breaks down physics in a more general way and makes it seem more of a science that has most basic and simple concepts to understand. So basically shouldn't be tackling the problems head on and making it difficult on ourselves and just trying to use the simple concepts and we should be able to figure everything out. This article makes me feel different about physics. It totally convinced me that physics is way easier than I'm making it out to be, and basically have to strip down these walls in my head to get a better understanding of the physics in general and the concepts in it. In order to understand these concepts, I have to be able to use the problem-solving method. This is the method that scientists use to get their answers. It's a very simple method, but it's easier to stray away from the problem-solving method and just forget about that and just go ahead and do the problem. But you might not be able to get your answer if you do it that way. With this method, we get our opinions, and our opinions are based off of the evidence that we get using this method. Opinions are always changing though, because new evidence that we get from using that brings different answers and changes opinions of people. Critical thinking is also a big part of physics problem-solving strategy, and we use critical thinking in our everyday lives. Some people use critical thinking better than others, and they are able to solve problems faster than others because of it. It's not necessarily that the person is smarter than you, it's the fact that they are just more capable of using the critical thinking better and using the problem-solving method more sufficiently. If people are more capable of using the problem-solving method, then they will most likely have a better career because of it. They're going to be able to produce better results because they know the proper technique and a proper way to approach a problem, which makes their lives easier and makes everyone around their lives easier, and it'll bring them more success because they have a formal training in the physics, or not just physics, but the problem-solving method in general. This method produces results and will get you the answers. An experience I had with the problem-solving method as someone that did not use it was like playing video games, and this one game, like video games with my friend, this one game, Halo, I think everyone's pretty much heard of that. It's for Xbox. And basically what you have to do is like kill the aliens in the game and basically you save the world or whatever, but the game's pretty hard. What you have to do is you like there's a whole bunch of different levels, and some levels are harder than others, but on certain levels you go in there and you if you rush them, like you can play this game multiplayer co-op or whatever, so play with my friends, and my friends just barge right in and get shot, and then I'm just left there to kill all of them, so I just die. And then it's so frustrating because that's their opinion of how to play the game. Just go in there, hope for the best. That's just wrong. That's not the way you're supposed to do it because you just die. And so, like, I get mad at them. We try it again. They do the same thing again, and it's just we die again. And so, if they had some training in the problem-solving method, they'd be able to understand that you have to have a strategy to do that, and that I tell them, why don't we just send two people back, send two people in, because you can revive them. And so if one person goes in, kills them, and then the other person comes back, then they come back to life, but they just don't get it because they don't have, I don't know what it is, but they probably don't have any training in the problem solving method. But I don't know, maybe I can get him to understand the method and we can actually get through this game, but until they do, I think we're just going to keep dying. But yeah, that's my story. But thank you.